Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good morning on a Tuesday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. Before we get back into the Lions, part two, following Sunday night's loss.
Good morning.
How about the Pistons? Good morning. Let's talk a little bit about them.
How about that? A hell of a night again last night. Jalen Duren returns and what was it, 31-15? That's a nice stat line. Take that.
Sure is. Missed like one shot in a whole game.
Yeah. Who needs Cade?
10 straight wins is the longest win streak since 2008.
And you got to love every minute of it. It's been fun.
Yeah, and look, it's been a lot of suffering between 08 and now. But they've turned a corner.
They certainly have. And so when you're on a 10-game win streak, right, you're looking at it going, oh, do they just not pay attention to the Indiana Pacers? Do they think they're just going to show up? Well, they did just show up, and they showed out. And so you keep looking, and you go, okay, well, when – This can't. How long can this go? Is it going to go 11, 12? Like, what's the ceiling of this current win streak? And I know tonight they play down in Atlanta.
It's part of a back-to-back.
Right. And Atlanta is, they started off slow. They've won, what, four or five in a row? I didn't look specifically. I know that they're without Trae Young and have played pretty good the last couple of games. So is it tonight?
Well, I also don't know, are the Pistons getting anybody back tonight?
Right.
You know? I mean, it's...
Yeah, is Duren going to play back-to-back since he just came back? And I would think so, especially after going 31-15.
Yeah.
Got to have an encore performance after that. And then it's Milwaukee, but I know Giannis went down last night. And then it's Indiana again and Boston. So, hey, let's just keep this train rocking and rolling.
I'm just listening to what JB said. I'm just living in the moment. I mean,
this
has been good. Look, Jalen Duren is... quite the story. I know Cade is the headliner and all that stuff, but Duren has doubled up his scoring from a year ago. He's at 20 per game right now. He hit a little mid-range jumper yesterday, which really gets you going, oh, hey, maybe he's going to round out his offensive game. He had another one of those alley-oop throwdowns. John, I mean, he's the breakout guy this year, right?
Yes, he is. A completely different level, and we've mentioned this. Like, okay, when he showed up at 19, we would see little spurts of just that raw talent, raw ability, be like, oh, wow, wait till he gets refined. Well, welcome to the present. And I don't want people to think I'm looking ahead to the schedule to see, you know, hey, when is the next loss? I'm looking at it in a perspective of you could predict or at least anticipate that, hey, there's a path to beat Atlanta. There's a path to beat Milwaukee, Indiana, Boston, Orlando, Miami. Like, I mean, Miami had an emotional win, you know, yesterday, but it just, they're playing so good, you just, they will lose another game.
Yeah, but put it this way, there doesn't feel like an end in sight.
Right, that's
a great way to put it. Because they've been able to win without guys, they've won with really no consistency in the lineup or the rotation, they've won with depth, with buy-in. So, I mean, look, they could lose tonight and the whole thing ends, but it doesn't feel like there is a loss that's imminent for this team right now, and especially if they get Cade or Asar and Tobias and more of these guys back over the next few weeks.
Thank you for putting my emotions into words.
Of course.
What's with Danis Jenkins? Like, right. The last four games, Cade's been out. He's got 26, 19, 18, and 24. He's shooting 48% from three. Malik who?
They're saying he's on a Linsanity run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what is this?
Well, he's kind of taken the role of Schroeder and Beasley in that way, because he can create his own shot, and he just gave the three-point percentage. He's making those shots.
Yeah.
Like, how does Trajan spot somebody like this?
It's a great point. It should be a feather in his cap.
Right. And so, I mean, I asked you this question yesterday. I think a great two grand slam is, who's number 24 for the Pistons?
Who? Right? What?
We're going to put that in on Thursday. Okay. Today's is already done.
I actually looked at it to make sure it wasn't in there. Yeah. No, we'll have one Thursday.
Oh, sorry. I'm already into Thanksgiving week.
Jeez.
Hey, we're all excited
passing up
about
that Giants game.
Who? it's a Dan Campbell bounce back. So yeah, we're on to Green Bay.
Oh yeah, with the Giants, that'll make a big difference.
Number 24 for the Pistons will always be Tremaine Foulkes in my mind. He was number 24 on the championship team, one of the bench riders.
Okay. Maybe you can make that the two grand slam question. Who was number 24 on the last champion Pistons team?
Yeah.
That's for the 10,000 grand slam.
Right. Yeah. Right. But I mean, my point is to what you guys were saying, like, who?
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's filling multiple roles for the Pistons, Danis Jenkins. And that's the thing about this team where you're looking at, and last night, Duncan Robinson back to his, you know, a little bit of a slump, 3 of 11 from behind the arc. But Jenkins is, you know, 26 points. We talked about Jalen Duren with 31. You got Javonte Green coming off the bench with 20. They're finding different ways to win with different people.
Right, like when they played on Friday night, it was Caris LeVert getting a little more involved, right?
Right. It's yeah, we've had Paul Reed explosions.
Also had a big night on this win streak. Yeah. So it's been a committee approach. It's been a buy-in, and look, it's the longest win streak since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
They're tracking to have one of their best seasons in a very long time, and they're doing it with even more room to grow, because once they get everybody right, once they're healthy, they should take a leap.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how many Pistons fans, other than the diehards are going to watch 82 of 82 for the most part.
Yeah.
Last night with Monday Night Football on. Now, not a great matchup, the Cowboys and the Raiders, but it's football. And I've always been, especially in the past few years, I'm just going to simply watch football. I was watching football, but I went multi-screen watching football and the Pistons because I just simply had to see what was going on.
Well, it timed up well. I mean, the Pistons are on first, and then they started to pull away, and you go, okay, right. I can toggle.
Yeah, but football starts a little bit earlier than just the game time. So it's watching.
What does that mean?
Well, you got all the pregame shows. Yeah.
Okay.
There are so many people that are just, hey, if a football game's on, I'm watching it. And trust me, I'm the meathead that does that. Or if there's, you know, football talk, I'm watching it. And the Pistons are so intriguing and so fun to watch. Their brand of basketball is just fun to watch because it's active.
Best word choice. They defend.
Yeah.
They run in transition. They move the ball and get others involved. Active. Best way to describe this team. And winning. All right, Lions are going to be a huge part of the show today. Dan Campbell's going to be on with us at 8:02. John, as we sit today, they are not in the playoffs. What's your confidence level that they will make the playoffs, and what's your confidence level they will win this division?
Well, they have their work cut out for them in the division in regards to where they currently stand. And they're one game out of first place. in regards to the Bears are 7-3. Green Bay Packers are a half game behind the Green Bay Packers, which is stupid. 6-3-1. And then Detroit Lions come in at 6-4. But they play the Bears again. They play Green Bay again. They play Minnesota again. Mount Minnesota I don't think is going to be a factor at all. But you have a chance to play all those guys that are in front of you. Plus, we said this at the beginning of the year. The schedule, quote-unquote, lightens up a little bit. And if you're looking at a team like Dallas that is, you know, they can be an offensive juggernaut with Dak and CD and Pickens. I'll take this defense that Detroit is playing against just about anyone in the NFL. I think they're playing at a very, very high level. And we know that the weakness for Dallas is the defense. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you keep looking at all of the opponents that are on the horizon, and yes, they have the Rams. Not going to be an easy one out there with the Rams. They have a couple of games, but it's, hey, you get Green Bay at home on Thanksgiving Day. You got to take care of business. I think they will. You have Chicago at the end of the year. And the irony of this, and it's, I think the NFL scriptwriters did a terrific job of putting the Bears at the end of the season, because it may come down to, you got to beat the Bears to win it all. You got to beat Ben Johnson to win the division.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. And it, I mean, it just goes to the fact that there is a script for the football season.
Okay. There are eight teams for seven spots.
I keep getting you trying to bite on it.
I know. There are eight teams for seven spots. Lions are currently the eighth team.
Yeah.
I don't think they will end up as the eighth team. I think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Question will be who gets shaken loose from this group. The Bears are going to play the Niners in week 17 in San Francisco on Sunday Night Football. The Bears' final three games are Green Bay, San Francisco, and Detroit. I think the Bears are going to be the team left out.
I do as well. And I'm not even sure it takes, because they got to play the Eagles. They still have to play the Packers twice.
Yeah. Ideally, one would sweep the other for clarity's sake here. But yeah, I mean, they could beat each other up. Detroit's got to win on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, it's even more important than it was before Sunday Night Football. It becomes a critical game if you're going to win this division.
Yes.
248-539-9797. Got some ticket texts on the Pistons. Make some room on the phones. You want to talk about the Lions, too. Do you believe they are a playoff team in the midst of the struggles of late? It's 97.1.
FanDuel is the number one sports book for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join, because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. I'll say that one again. Let it sink in. New customers, you're going to get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way that you want. All you have to do is head to FanDuel.com/971Detroit to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mark Champion, Rick Mahorn, Pistons win their 10th in a row, longest win streak since 2008. Jalen Duren on the dunk there. Have a night, 31 points, 15 rebounds. He's doubled up his scoring from a year ago. He's one of the many bright spots for this basketball team. A couple quick ticket texts. DeVell in Madison Heights says, I've totally bought into the Detroit Pistons since January of last year. However, I wonder how much of this win streak and Duren's play is the result of the Pistons being that good or the East being that bad?
Well, it's a little bit of both, I think. And, I mean, you got the injuries in Boston and in Indy. Now, the kind of the weird thing is Milwaukee has started slow. And until last night, Giannis has been, you know, full go. And Cleveland is obviously full go, but they're not in first.
I want to put this delicately. I don't care. I don't care if it's because the East is bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what does that mean? They'll get to the playoffs and they'll win multiple playoff series in the bad right. East, and I'm supposed to like feel bad.
There's a team from the East that's going to be in the finals. NBA championships, right? Yeah.
Right. So like if the Pistons simply beat up on a bad East and have the greatest season in 15 years of Pistons basketball, I'm certainly not going to like... Yeah, but does it really count? You know right. what I'm saying? Yes. And I like DeVell, and I know what you're doing, DeVell. It's a fair question, but like, I don't really care if the East is down and the Pistons are taking advantage of a bad East because it will give us one of the great Piston seasons of 20 years.
Yeah. And I mean, we'll get a chance. There'll be some crossover games here. We'll get a chance to see how they measure up against those teams, you know, coming out of the West.
And like, is that text saying, can they win the NBA championship? Because it's an awfully great question that we even get to ask at that point. You know,
right.
How real is this? Do you think they can win it all? But guys, it's November. I'm thrilled that that's even a consideration.
Yeah.
How about this ticket text, John? You may have seen me frantically scribbling some notes.
I did see you over there, yes.
Text says, I wonder if you guys could tell us how many individual Pistons have scored more than 25 points in a game this season.
So did you look
That's
it up?
That's what I was doing. I may have missed frantically.
So can I...
go ahead.
I don't know the answer to this question, but I am going to see if I can guess.
Okay. I actually have it for 20 plus and 25 plus.
Okay.
If I was doing one, I may as well. You know.
All right. So 20 plus.
How many Pistons have scored at least 20 points in a game this season? Pistons have played 14 games on the year, 12-2.
I'm going to say that's me counting. Nine?
Eight.
Ah.
And again, I did this frantically, so I may have missed someone, but here are the Pistons who have scored at least 20 in a game. Cade, Duren, Asar, Beef Stew, Tobias Harris, Danis Jenkins, Duncan Robinson, Javonte Green.
LeVert didn't have a 20-pointer?
I don't believe he did.
That was the one. That was the one I wasn't sure, and I just threw him in there because I figured I missed something.
Okay, how many have scored at least 25 in a game?
So if it was eight, I'm going to say... Six.
Five. Cade, Duren, Beef Stew, Paul Reed. Oh, shoot. I should have counted Paul Reed in the 20 plus.
Nine. I was right.
Paul Reed and Dennis Jenkins.
Yep.
You should, because math.
Because if you score at least 25, you've scored at least 20. Again, I did this frantically. Nine Pistons have scored at least 20. Five Pistons have scored at least 25. That's what we call a total team effort.
Yeah.
Okay, couple more. Text 248-539-9797. Says, we live in a world where Tom Gores is the best owner in the city. I never thought I'd see that, Kevin and Mac.
Well, yeah, obviously with what they did with JB. You know, we have yet to see a big splash in free agency, but I think you got to believe that it's going to be there. If he's willing to write a check to say, you know, hey, $75 million or whatever it was to bye-bye to a coach for 1 year.
And on the Lions, we brought up briefly, and we'll talk more about it as the show rolls. They're not in the playoffs right now. Does anybody think they're going to miss the playoffs? Ticket Text says 6-1 is my expectation to close the season. Dan Campbell teams typically dominate in December. Another one says, if they aren't a playoff team, that would mean they lose at least four games the rest of the way. That doesn't feel likely.
So, I mean, I guess it depends on what's it going to take to get into the postseason.
How many wins? 10? 10?
Oh, I think at 11? Least 10, maybe 11. So they're going to have to go 5-2 at a minimum. And I think they will. 6-1 might be a little ambitious.
I don't think you need 12 to get in.
No,
you
no,
might
no.
Need 12 to win the 12 division.
12 to win the division. Yeah. And so when you asked me that question,
yeah.
I went straight to the division because if you win the division, you're going to be in the postseason. Mm-hmm. And that to me is, I still think that they win the division.
Got Greg Palm coming up at 6:35, 12 best teams in college football from the mind of Greg Hargrave. We got the two grand slam at 7:25. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, this news is brought to you by Gardner White. Well, you may have heard this story yesterday. A Howell man was shot and killed outside of a restaurant that he managed in Commerce Township on Sunday night. According to the Oakland County Sheriff's Office, deputies were called to Prime 7 right around 9:40 p.m. on a report of a shooting. When they got there, the victim, a man who's 44 years old, who went by Franco, was found lying on the patio outside the restaurant. The owner of the restaurant and the brother-in-law of the victim says that Franco was called outside by a man, and that's when he was shot. So the sheriff's office obviously instantly began investigating, searching for the suspect, but they say within 20 minutes, the suspect, who is a 65-year-old Farmington Hills man, turned himself in, confessed to the shooting. It sounds like the suspect and the victim, had known each other for a period of time and got into a disagreement that escalated into gunfire.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awful story. The father of the three boys who went missing nearly 15 years ago was arraigned Monday morning. John Skelton was arraigned on 6 counts, including 3 homicide open murder and 3 tampering with evidence charges in Lenawee County. He remains lodged in the Lenawee County Jail. He was given a $60 million bond. Ooh. He was originally supposed to be released November 29th. Thought he was getting out of jail after 15 years. But now, if convicted, he'll spend the rest of his life behind bars.
Is there new evidence?
Well, that's what I asked when the story came out. And all the articles I've read don't say anything about new evidence. It sounds like with the case kind of being talked about again and being brought back up, perhaps there was things that were missed before, something that they had before that they can now charge him with. I haven't read anything about new evidence. They just keep reiterating the story of what happened 15 years ago when the boys went missing.
You'd think there'd have to be new evidence. Otherwise, what are they adding time on for?
They have not said anything about new evidence. I did read somewhere about somebody saying that they could just, it's something that they could have missed last time.
Oh, okay. Well,
and now, anyway, this is what's going on. He's probably looking like he could be just spending his life in jail. Yes. Greenfield Village will once again transform into a winter wonderland for its annual Holiday Nights event.
I love this.
I feel like I've been to it, but not recently, and it sounds amazing. So the festivities will run on select evenings in December. They'll feature, you know, live music, ice skating, all the lights. You can ride in a Model T or a horse-drawn carriage. There'll be the food, the hot cocoa, the unique gifts and arts and all of that going on. Supper with Santa will remain for families with the young children. But there is something new coming to the event. There's a new dining experience for those 21 and up.
Oh.
So you gotta leave the kids.
Yeah, hey, Teddy will be fine in the wagon.
Leave them with Santa.
Yeah.
And then you guys go have a drink.
Uh-huh.
It's this new, the Mummer's Diner at Stand 44. It's a reservation-only experience for guests 21 and older. Features a chef-curated menu paired with craft beer.
Oh.
So every meal you get is paired with the right beer to drink. So you could do that. Tickets are now available, and they are expected to sell out, so you should get them quickly.
Yes, and I do recommend you go online, you get your tickets, because it will happen fast. They go fast.
I think I'm going to go look.
You should. It's Teddy loves it. We take all the kids. We try to. Trying to organize schedules. But
sure.
Yeah, it's always a great experience.
Costco customers, beware. Costco says that two popular products that are sold in stores are now being recalled. It was just announced that two Caesar salad products, a Caesar salad and a chicken sandwich with Caesar dressing, are being recalled due to a possible presence of plastic foreign material located in the salad dressing.
It's just more roughage.
Don't want that. I mean, there's microplastics everywhere.
Right.
So
yeah.
I guess eat at your own risk. They're saying don't eat it. They say if you have this, you can look at the item numbers and the expiration dates. Take it back to your local Costco for a full refund, or just throw it away and don't get a refund. But you can if you want to.
All right.
Well, Heather with the news. All right, it's funny. We got a ticket text is going to take us in the direction we want to go at 6:50. Says if this is a playoff team, Campbell needs to lean into a new identity, a more defensive football team. We'll get to that at 6:50. Greg Palm is next, 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value that your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. And if you're looking for a stylish SUV, here's a great option for you. You can lease a new Buick Encore GX for just $199 a month. Encore GX is exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick today. Again, that's a Buick Encore GX for just $199 a month. This deal is happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets the final price. It's based on due at signing amount of $3,849. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit required. Mileage charged at 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit GMCOfferInfo.com. That's GMCOfferInfo.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah! I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Greg, let's hear it.
All right, well, this is a reminder of one ranking system. It's not more right than others, and others aren't more wrong than this one. It's just one of a variety of ways that we use to quantify teams. This one is accomplished and resume-based.
It's a number-based.
We're going to start with number one is Indiana for the fourth straight week. They are our number one team. 242 weighted games above 500. That's 11 games clear of our number two team. Question for them, are they capped out just like last year? They've got a late bye week and then the Big Ten's free square of Purdue. So it allows for some slippage just to have some teams allow them to catch up.
But the easy answer for them is if they beat Ohio State, they will be the number one overall seed.
Right, yeah. And they may be capped out, but you can cap out at number one.
That's a good point.
Number two is BYU.
Huh? What?
Now, I'm imagining a lot of perplexed looks out there as well. Just as surprised as you are, quite honestly, when I ran through the numbers and this popped up at number two. BYU has become the Greg Pomp darling the last 2 years. It's a non-traditional power outside of the current Big Ten and SEC structures, and it gets them more easily dismissed by the powers that be. Now, for us, when you strip away the name and the logo of the team and you deal with the wins and losses, their resume shows their work. It's the competitive strength of the Big 12 coming through. 44-13 win over 6-win TCU. They have a win over Arizona that continues to accrue in value. The Wildcats just beat Cincinnati at Nippert Stadium to get to 7-3. And last year, BYU stayed in the rankings as long as they did because of their win over SMU. This year, East Carolina is their trump card. ECU gets a huge win in the competitive American Conference over Memphis, and don't look now, ECU is in a four-way melee for the two spots in the conference title game.
So the thing about BYU is, and I think you mentioned this, the competitive strength of the Big 12, and I say that with a question mark.
Yes.
I'm not sure anybody's buying into the competitive strength of the Big 12, and the numbers may say something different, but they play at Cincinnati this week, and if they win, they'll have to play UCF, which nobody cares about. They'll have to play Texas Tech again in the Big 12 championship. I think if they lose that one, I think Big 12 might be a conference that only gets one in. And if they lose that one, I think they're out. They could go from number two in Greg Pomp to out.
Well, we'll see what Greg Pomp has to say, much less the committee.
Yes.
Two different things we have here. Number three is Ohio State. This team is boring. Complimentary. Last time they trailed, they were down 3-0 in the first quarter to Minnesota. The last time they had a sub 50% win probability. The early second quarter at Washington when they were down 3-0. The only other time they've trailed or had a sub 50% win probability was a scoreless first quarter against Texas before we knew what Ohio State was, before we knew what Texas was. We kicked off the season in August. Number four, Texas A&M. Now, on a college football Saturday, I will add in data before games are officially final. I did not do that with Texas A&M when they were down 30-3 at halftime to South Carolina. they were at home, and I will give teams that are better a longer leash. Hey, let's see how the third quarter plays out. Well, they jumped on 21-0 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And ended up winning a 31-30 game. They were facing a lot of what-ifs midway through that game. They erased those and locked themselves in the playoff. Number five, Georgia Bulldogs, 9-1 in the SEC clubhouse, done with conference play at 7-1. SEC title, the title game participants, comes down to in-conference rivalry week. Could have four 7-1 teams vying for those two spots. I don't know nor care to go through those tiebreakers at this point. Georgia's got the American Conference free square this week as they play Charlotte.
I know when you get down the list in terms of the Big Ten tiebreakers, and I got to believe it's a little bit similar to the SEC, it may come down to CFP ranking.
Look, Georgia's going to be probably four in the actual committee rankings. I'm not going to fight about four or five. I think the reality, they're going to win the SEC, and they'll have a first-round bye.
Hmm. Are they going to get to the game?
I think they will.
Again, yeah, huge question marks. We'll see.
Remember, got to get there first.
I know.
Number six, Texas Tech. Obviously, the direct comp here is to BYU. So other than the win versus BYU, their conference and non-conference schedule has been a lot easier than what the Cougars event had to deal with. They played more teams against the bottom half of the league, rankings-wise, than BYU. And BYU makes up for the loss to Texas Tech in their other nine games. So that's why we have BYU ahead of Texas Tech. Number seven is Ole Miss. Gators made them squirm, but they do pull out a 34-24 win. Egg Bowl coming up after a bye. And remember, teams have had a tough time in Starkville, although it does look like Ole Miss at 10-2 even would get in.
I am curious, and I think Ole Miss is probably going to roll Mississippi State, but they're one of those teams in the SEC with that one loss. How does things play out? Do they make it to the SEC championship game? But what's going on with Lane Kiffin? And if they do, does he wait to take the Florida job? Does Florida wait until the playoffs are over? They can't possibly do that, right? And you can't have a coach that's going to be coaching next year at another school coaching in the playoffs at a current school.
Well,
so I say all that to know, what are the players thinking in at Ole Miss in regards to where their coach is going to be?
How about this, John? Is Florida even a better job than what Lane Kiffin has built at Ole Miss right now? I don't think so.
Great it depends question. On what they're going to pay him.
Always comes out of the almighty dollar.
Sure.
Before you go to number eight, Georgia makes the SEC title game. If Ole Miss beats Mississippi State, then Georgia wins the three-way tie with Bama and Ole Miss based on SEC opponent win percentage. My head's spinning, but I think I found my answer. Yep. Continue.
Number eight is Notre Dame. Eliminated Pitt from the at-large discussion of the college football playoff. Quirky thing about their schedule, they have wins over three-quarters of the Power Four free squares. That's BC, Purdue, and Arkansas. So how do they get to eighth? They've got value wins against USC, Navy, Pitt, and yes, even NC State. Remember, they have two huge wins against Virginia and Georgia Tech, who might be playing each other in the ACC title game.
Here's the thing with Notre Dame. Since that second loss, 8-0, winning by an average of 25 points per game, all double-digit victories, and Jeremiah Love, I don't know if he's going to be in New York, but he probably should be.
He should be. He definitely should be. And their last game of the year at Stanford.
See this one, guys?
10:30 p.m. Eastern. Enjoy that one. And I just, for the college football players, I do believe that they're going to be in.
Me too.
And I'm just glad that at least my national championship contender at the beginning of the season is still available. Yours might not even go bowling.
You don't think Clemson's going to make the playoff at this point?
No, but and I say that in somewhat in jest because they're 5-5 and might not make a bowl game.
They got Furman coming up this week, so they probably will. Number nine is Alabama. Now, despite the loss to OU, great chance to get in the field with 10 wins. Those high-level SEC games they have, they're not going away. The one caveat, we mentioned this before, Auburn plays them really tough at Jordan-Hare the last three times they've gone there.
Yep.
Number 10 is USC. Iowa came to Southern Cal, and they brought the Iowa with them. USC comes back from down 14 in the rain, scores the last 19 points, and wins. This is a Trojans team that is a lot better in the trenches. They're a lot better on defense than past Lincoln Riley teams. It's a much more balanced than the 22 team that was unstoppable on offense, had Caleb Williams at quarterback, but opted out of tackling in November.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Well, you'll notice who hasn't been listed so far. One loss, Oregon.
Yes, and USC plays Oregon this week, not for the fourth spot in the Big Ten, but the third spot in the Big Ten. If USC goes to Autzen and gets a win, we need to seriously rethink how we view Oregon this year. They've had an easy schedule. And look, the point of Greg Palm is that these early season wins gain value the more that those teams win. How about Oregon's opponents after they've beaten them? So it doesn't count Indiana. Are 10-24 after losing to Oregon. This is highlighted by Oklahoma State's 0-8 and Penn State's 1-5, who just got their win against Michigan State last Saturday.
And it's a great point.
Yeah, and I love that this is the Greg Palm game of the week, because USC going to Oregon, if Oregon loses two games, they will both be in Autzen.
Yeah, wow.
Number 11 is Oklahoma. Biggest winners of the week. They vault up 10 spots. They're back in the playoff discussions after the Alabama win, which was seen as a roadblock game. So they don't have any more roadblock games remaining, but they're still challenging. Mizzou and LSU, both on the schedule to close out the season, both in top 45 of our rankings, but both are in Norman. Unlike John, I will give them credit for beating Michigan in September.
Look, with Oklahoma, no one's going to argue them as a serious national title team, I don't think. But they feel like a team that could get hot and go on a run. Mateer gets back to form, a defense that forces takeaways and pressures and stuffs the run. Don't sleep on them, because to Greg's point, they should win out and they should be in the college football playoff.
And rounding out number 12 is Miami of Florida at 8-2. Game Day did a marvelous job highlighting the U's plight. They are the highest ranked ACC team, both in the college football playoff rankings and in Greg Palm, too. But they don't have a reasonable path to the ACC title game, and that might be what keeps them out. ACC and American contenders dominate the undercurrent of our rankings. North Texas is 15th, Virginia is 16th, Tulane is 18th, and Georgia Tech is 20th.
So with Miami, they are looking to get a multi-bid ACC spot. And I think their best case is only two losses, especially as teams start picking up threes. And they beat Notre Dame. They're going to keep pointing that out. I know it's early in the year, but this is a total season. You have to count those games early in the season. I think Miami is the ACC's best shot at getting multiple teams in the college football playoff. All right. A lot to sort out over the next couple weeks. It's only going to get more intense from here. It's Greg Palm. It's 97.1. All right, guys. Tell you about KG Law, because if you find yourself in a car accident, you or someone you care about, you're going to want to find someone who cares about you, who's going to fight for you, who's going to get you the best possible results. That's Lawrence KG and KG Law. They specialize in car accidents, so you're going to get that personal attention to detail from someone who cares. Tell you about Lawrence KG. He's a Detroiter, he's a down-to-earth good dude, and he's someone you want in your corner. He built his business doing things the right way and delivering. 98% success rate. He's won millions for his clients. 877-KG-CARES. That's K-A-J-Y, KGCARES.com. To keep finding ways to squeeze in Pistons talk. They've won 10 in a row. Jalen Duren, 31-15 last night. They win without Cade Cunningham. It's the longest win streak since 2008. Play again tonight on a back-to-back in Atlanta. Jalen Duren didn't get that extension before the year. He's playing like a guy who's going to get one now.
Yes.
All right, John, with the Lions, we asked a question. They're not in the playoffs today. Will they be out of the playoffs at the end of the season?
Ultimately, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. We'll entertain it if people are truly doom scrolling today. I think they'll get in. You think they'll get in. We did get a ticket text that suggested if they're going to get in and if they're going to make any noise, they're going to have to be a more conservative football team. They're going to have to lean more on their defense. If the O-line can't play the way they did 2 years ago, you can't go for it on every fourth down, fourth and five at midfield. You got to punt. Play field position, lean on your defense. John, do you agree with that?
To a certain extent. I don't want to take away the aggressive nature of the team, but when you look at their conversions on third down, and some of it is misleading because their conversion on third down is less because they're not necessarily playing to convert. Yes, you would love to convert every single third down, but they're playing it with the mindset of we're going to just simply go for it on fourth down. Now, we know what that cost them on Sunday night. They were 3 of 18 on third downs and fourth downs. They were 0 for 5 on fourth downs. So the question is, in previous iterations of this Lions teams, basically the last 2 years, they've been a team that's reliably been able to score 31, 32, 33 points a game. If that's not the case now, because against these better defenses, a la Green Bay, Kansas City, and Philly, they're not able to score enough points because of the lack of consistent play on the offensive line. If it's simply a race to 20, and we kind of always thought that that's what that was going to be last week, was a race to 20. Whoever gets there first wins the game. It doesn't matter if you're going by sevens or by threes. If you're in scoring range and you take that three instead of going for it, but you take the points, you might actually have a chance to win that game. And so we get these, even in the prime of this offense at its height, people were saying these calls by Dan Campbell are going to cost him games. So the question is, does Dan Campbell need to take a look at what the team is and the makeup that he has now against playoff contending teams?
Specifically against the teams you have to beat to win a Super Bowl.
Right. Does he need to coach differently and call a game differently because it's simply a race to 20 or 25, because you have a really good defense, and the fact that your offense is struggling, you may not be able to score as many points, you should take the ones that are there for you to take, a la 3 points with a field goal.
If you are someone that didn't like the aggressiveness,
yeah,
when it was working, you have to hate the aggressiveness today.
Yeah.
Now, the answer is you don't refit and format your entire team on the fly midseason, but you should tweak. Yeah. You should adjust.
Shouldn't you coach to the skills of your team?
What does every coach say? I got to do what I got to do to win. Well, the best way to win for this team might be just a slight dialing back on the fourth down aggressiveness, mm-hmm. right? Where, hey, fourth and one in enemy territory, I'm going to say go for it. You know what I mean? Fourth and six at midfield, I'm punting the football.
Right. It may be more field position, more importantly than just the 3 points. If your defense is playing this good, it may be, hey, let's play the field position game and win the field position battle.
And think about this. What side of the ball is going to get healthy? Like, we got calls yesterday. Hey, the Lions will be fine. They'll get healthy.
Defense.
Feels like the defense is going to get healthy.
Yeah, you're right? going to eventually get Kirby Joseph back.
And your corner and DJ Reed, and eventually Terrion Arnold in there too. You're going to reformat the secondary. You're going to have a healthy defense. I don't know that Mahogany's coming back this year. I don't know that the offensive line is going to solidify. Like, hot damn, if it does, that's great. But, John, if it doesn't, we got to be honest about this football team. You mentioned last year, you mentioned that the third down percentage isn't totally telling because they go for it on fourth down.
Right.
Think about this. Last year, they also went for it on fourth down a lot.
Yeah.
Their third down didn't suffer. They were number 4 in the NFL on third down conversions a year ago. This year, 27th. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, well, they go for it on fourth down and they convert at such a high level that it's worth it. They're 14th on fourth down conversions. So you're not converting third. You're not converting fourth. Not the way you used to. And I think the explanation is obvious. The offensive line isn't as good as it used to be. So rather than throw away possessions and points and field position, I think you do have to be more strategic. That doesn't mean you clam up and go into a shell and try to win 10-9 every week. You don't turn into Iowa football. But I do think you have to just crank it back a couple notches. Couple notches and play into what the strength of this football team is. And try not to to put your weaknesses on display. Your right. weakness is the ability to convert third downs and fourth downs. So why would you make that more of a problem by being as aggressive as you are?
And I'm really curious, obviously, for those that were against the aggressive, you know, play calling or decision making, no doubt you are 100% in favor of him tweaking that or maybe even going a wholesale change. I don't think it needs to be a wholesale change. But if you were one that was, hey, on board with going for it on fourth down, and the fake punts in your own territory, because it worked against Kansas City a couple of years ago. It's worked before. It's just not working, at least to this point this season, yet. Are you hoping that Dan Campbell tweaks his aggressive style and throws in a little bit of a flair of conservative calling in those situations? 248-539-9797.
Some of the early returns on the text says, you can't talk about these decisions costing the Lions games and then ignore the games that these decisions won them games.
Okay.
What? I don't think we are.
But No. So this is not last year's team.
Correct.
This is not last year's offense. It's not last year's play caller. Although I do believe it is still Dan Campbell's offense. This is a much different makeup. You're going to have to adjust to what your strengths and weaknesses are this year. So when you look at what games have they won this year because of aggressive play calling. Mm-hmm. And obviously you didn't win at Green Bay. And I don't know that aggressive play calling cost them in Green Bay. That was just, they were outmatched. Kansas City, you lost. Philly, you lost. Minnesota, you lost. What are the other games that you won because of being aggressive on third and fourth downs?
We'll get more of your response on the text and on the phones. Do the Lions need to dial back the aggressiveness to have their best chance to win? It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.